and thereafter. On June 17th, this will be a time to announce that we'll be meeting in our office at 8:30. It'll last until about 11 o'clock. Georgia DOT on the process of setting priorities for projects in each NDO. And I would like for the policy community to come to that because we'll see what type of deck of cards, if you will, that we'll be playing with as far as city priorities for our projects and putting them in the TIPs for subsequent years. Right now, it's my understanding they're not moving anything up or down. They're just dealing with the dollars and cents that they have now.
This was in the TIP already.
Yes, sir, but they're not going to move it up a year or back a year. They're not doing any of that because they won't know how much money they've got until, November sometime?
Around November.
Right.
But I think it would be appropriate if you continue to work with the board member, and if this body wanted to send a letter to the chief engineer, Dale Ross, requesting that consideration be given to accelerating that project if funded were available, that could be a good thing to do.
And I think that's what we need to do.
We could draft a letter if it's so desired, if this committee wants us to, for the mayor, the chairman of the policy committee, to the chief engineer, saying, please accelerate the project. Yeah. We'll have to get some statistics, on the bricks and all that.
What I'd like to do is to get this information on June 17th about the process.
I said we go ahead and send the letter, though, at this time.
That's not an item on our agenda for action, is what I'm trying to say. It's got amendments to the TIP on here, and that's what I'm trying to do. I understand that, but the amendments were on the agenda of those in the minutes that were set out. So I'm not opposed to trying to change the.
That would be excellent.
Thank you very much. Item number two on the agenda, unified planning work and the adoption of a final document. Jim Thomas, if you've got something that you can present to us on item two.
Thank you. I'll be referring to this document that we handed out to you guys. Back in December, this body adopted the draft UPWP that lays out the work program for your planning staff, the NPO planning staff, planning, zoning staff, provides the staff time for the NCO operations. And this document programs our projects and the grants we receive from federal transit and federal highway. And there are a couple changes in this final document. This will be the final UPWP that then goes into our contract with FTA and federal highway and with GDOT. Since we did the draft, we were informed by GDOT that we had additional planning money coming our way from Federal Highway. So we amended a couple of tasks. If you refer to page 9, we're going to receive about $36,000 in federal dollars. From FHWA, 26-2 last year. So we took that figure and divided it up. We're going to add $11,740 to task 210, which is citizen outreach and education. And they equate to about 5 languages. So we add some additional time to that element, that task. And then refer to page 11. Task 3.20, transportation system and land use monitoring. We're able to add 5 additional man weeks to that, which is again $11,730. Bring that total to 82,220. And then the last change in the task on page 12, he added 6 more weeks to this task, long range update. we're going to add $12,730 to that task. We have to have our long-range plan updated by May of 2009. So this is a welcome addition to that. There was one other minor change, if you refer to page 14, on the project description, the very last statement, we added we feel like we need to do a parking generation and parking regulations update as part of this task. We currently use parking regulations that were adopted in
1976.
And we think it's time to update those requirements, and we would do that under this task, and that's this year. So those are the only changes we've got from the draft document that we adopted back in December.
Move to approve it. Presented.
Got a motion and second then that we adopt the changes to the Unified Planning Work Program presented to us by Jim Thomas. Is there further discussion? Any questions? Hearing none, I assume you're ready to vote. All those in favor of adopting the changes to the Unified Planning Work Program as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. No changes are adopted. Thank you very much, Mr. Thomas. Item number three, Citizen Advisory Council memorandum and a discussion of the memo. Tommy Webb, I understand you're going to present that to us.
We had sent this, Mr. Chairman, back in December, and I don't know where it is.
It was
multi-pronged motions that came from the CAC. I was not at the policy committee meeting, but I understand it was deferred until this meeting. These were concerns that came out at the last CAC meeting in December that were brought to us by various people in the community, some of which are pretty self-explanatory. We also discussed them at great length with staff, and these basically 11 ideas were brought to the Policy Technical Committee, which actually agreed with some of them, and then brought to the Policy Committee, and it was not voted on, so that's why it's on this agenda again. The idea was to, I understand, to let everyone have time to chew on, I guess. Obviously, some of them are out of date. Number one is obviously, so is number two. Number five is still valid, and we would like to see that done. And number six is very, very important. And actually, I will say that staff has made a very yeoman's effort this time to give us all the information ahead of time. It's not always in their hands to do so, and so we would just like to see it as a policy of MATS that anything that we are supposed to be voting on that we get at least 2 weeks prior to the first meeting. And we had discussed the technical committee, and it seems doable. Vernon right. And staff actually thought it was a great idea to, and was very doable as well.
So you can do that?
Unless we get a last minute throw at us like we did last Tuesday, but y'all gonna get it 2 weeks ahead of time.
Well, I suggest we add language when it's an issue that you've got that information available to you so you can get it.
Right.
If something happens maybe with DOT or something else happens and we expect you to do this or that, you just don't have that information when you're trying to call a meeting.
Right.
You just don't have it. 2 weeks is tough. I couldn't get my board agenda meeting to my board 2 weeks ahead of time. That wouldn't be right.
Well, I think this is not a rule nor a regulation, but I think it's just an understanding that this is what our staff is going to try to do, recognizing the fact that, you know, sometimes things are beyond our control. And, you know, where you do get it late, we'll be glad to explain to you at the meeting why you got it late. But I think it helps us out too to get things done and get the agenda formulated and all the information out to y'all 2 weeks ahead of time. again, restating it's not a rule or regulation, but just an understanding we're going to try to do this within our power. So. And we've been able to do it here lately.
The problem is that we are sometimes we show up at a meeting and things are we've never seen these things that we're supposed to vote on, and that's
yeah, you don't have to agree together as a group and take a position on it.
The most common instrument he's talking about is the TMP, and that's the one we generally we don't receive it until the last minute ourselves, and we're working on that with DOT to try to smooth out that process. So hopefully this year we'll have it 2 weeks ahead of time.
Okay. I think the CAC is fine with making it just a sort of a general unofficial policy. I don't know exactly what the terminology would be, but as long as it's the goal and we all understand that, I think we'd be fine with that. And I think the staff is already trying to do that. Number seven is directly related to a problem that we encountered having to do, I think, with the interchange down there at Sardis Church in 7, where some folks came to us and nobody, even on staff, even knew exactly where everything was. So consequently, that's what number 7 is about. You can read it, and we would appreciate comments back from the policy folks.
I was wondering how that would be enforced.
You know, it's just, I'm going to bring up some bad old memories, but when Henry Horvath was there, that's probably way before your time.
Yep.
And the practice has been that way. They told me once it left planning, it was in design and it's out of our ballpark. That's basically what the policy's been, as I've understand it, that y'all been very good, y'all being Georgia Dot, and letting us see the final plans and working with them. And the situation that Jaime, you were talking about during one of the road improvement program meetings, we were getting an update on things. The way that happened was the consultant really didn't communicate back to us like we wanted them to, or to Georgia DOT. So that's kind of how that evolved. And there was a change in the Georgia law as it related to soil erosion sedimentation. It now applies to Georgia DOT, and they had to revise their plans to meet the new law at the last minute. So,
I think one of the major problems that we've had is that the public uses the MPO as the source of information, and it's true that once the planning is done, we're kind of out of it, but yet we're still the conduit for information. And we had talked a while back about improving the process so that the latest plan is at least available for public viewing at the MPO. Level.
And if that would be very helpful to us, Rodney, simply because not only are we the Transportation Planning Agency, but we are the Development Agency, and a lot of problems we had with the subdivision down off Sergeant Church Road extension, had we gotten the revisions when we did, and we've been able to explain to the people what was going on, and probably worked it out before they even came to us. But a lot of times we need to know when we're approving developments, and in fact, as you well know, we coordinate the development process with Georgia DOT, but a lot of times it helps us to have it in our office if we can help.
Has the Planning Commission had trouble in the past obtaining plans upon request?
We don't get them. We haven't even been in the review stage a lot of times. So.
But if the Planning Commission requested a set of plans, have they been provided by the department?
We haven't requested them. The commission hadn't. We staff has.
Right. I would ask that be considered. I think the statement for GDOT to halt all work, including right-of-way plans and acquisition, is pretty strong.
Right.
I would encourage this body to not implement that or request that to be implemented. I would ask that the Planning Commission continue to work with the department and our district staff, and as a need for plans arise, encourage the department to give it, to give y'all those plans.
Well, actually, that's a good idea, and we'll follow up on that. So we, as you get them done, we need them, because we have development taking place all the time. And it's a really streamlined process for the developer and the community and the citizens if we all
right.
As soon as y'all have them finished, you know.
I would caution my office giving you a set of plans that may or may not be current. As you know,
right. Transportation
plans are fluid. So as the need exists to see a set of plans, I would encourage the Planning Commission to request the department to get the latest current set of plans.
Should we just go to the district office?
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that have the latest plans.
If they don't, they will know who to contact you.
Well, I think what we're looking for is some transparency and some accountability, local accountability on these projects. Because if the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, then we end up with a mess. And so we're looking for some teeth to put into this so that there is a constant flow of information without people having to stand on their heads to get it.
Yes. Well, I'll discuss that with my board. And as a matter of fact, Mr. King here is our chairman. He's here today. He's here in this discussion. I would feel our commission would request that of the district to get that information, because we need it as an operating function of our office. So.
Let me just say, for clarification of this agenda item, it's my understanding that this item on the agenda is the Citizen Advisory Council, I'm sorry, Citizen Advisory Committee, a memorandum and a discussion of what they think. It would be my understanding that we would receive this for information only in this committee, that we would receive this.
Actually, they are elaboration.
Information only purposes.
Well, they could also be construed as motions.
I don't think so. I don't see that. You certainly could make any motion you choose to make.
That's what this is. This is a motion from a standing committee. And there are nine of them.
Are you making a motion that we adopt all of y'all's positions?
Well, the problem is that we made them, and we tried to make them in December. Half of them were current and had to do with things that we were talking about in December.
Mm-hmm.
We were not allowed to make a motion, which I didn't quite understand as a standing committee, not being able to make a motion, but I wasn't here at that meeting. These are motions to be considered and voted up or down, is my understanding from what we have presented. Is that your all's idea?
Yeah, I think that's what the CAC wants is some response from this board to those suggested actions.
And we're perfectly, you know, the whole idea of being open to discussion is what we want. We want transparency. We want people's ideas.
That's the motion.
Best way to do it.
I'll leave it on the floor for a second.
For number 7,
what I don't want to do is to inadvertently receive this and have it be deemed to have been received as a motion, and then when we receive it, as having been adopted or passed or whatever.
Well, if you look at number 6, it says the CAC makes the motion. They may make a policy, and we discussed that, but it is a motion.
So why don't
you
just turn
them
into separate, and we'll vote
them one way or another. And we did them as separate items so that they could be voted up or down. That was conscious.
Well, believe me, I'm feeling my way along as chair of my first meeting, and the agenda item is the CAC memorandum and discussion of the memo. So if I see this as discussion and for information purposes only. If under new business or even under old business, if you wish to make a specific motion on behalf of the Citizen Advisory Committee.
Well, it's my understanding, Mr. Mayor, that these were, we tried to introduce these.
They did.
So
as motions, but because they were not on the agenda, we were not able to do that.
It should be considered. If he wants to make the motion, I think he's got a right to make the motion. I think it may have been put on the agenda wrong. I think it's been put on there for discussion, and I think they didn't need to be put on there for the purpose of action item. And they have presented last, what he's saying is right. They have presented this information at the last meeting, and because it was not on the agenda at that time, it was placed on the agenda this time for the purpose of them disclosing of it or being voted up or down. I think that's what should take place, if that's what should happen.
Well, then, actually, if that's the case, then should we go back to number five?
I guess so. I guess so.
Yes, sir. I think for discussion, it's just basically what we said we can do.
Let's see if we can't come back to order here and come to some. Is the consensus of this policy committee that we amend item 3 on our agenda so that the citizen advisory committee memorandum and discussion be modified for consideration of the items included in that
individual,
right?
Yes.
Is there objection to amending the agenda to consider these 11 points one after the other?
Not to do that would not be because I think that was the intention the first time they brought it here.
Is there objection then to amending the agenda to consider these items individually?
Actually, it would be 5 through 11.
Then the chairman.
Those are.
Then, without objection, the agenda is amended to include consideration of the 11 points, and I'd like to do them in order, please. And if the item has been rendered moot because of the lapse of time, or is to be withdrawn, then let's state that so that we have a good, clear record of what we do with your 11. Number one, the CAC voted to accept without comment the draft of the Unified Planning Work Program.
That's not a motion.
That's not a motion. That's just for information purposes only. So number one is received for information purposes only. Number two, the CAC voted to accept without comment congestion mitigation air quality project.
That's
be received for information purposes only?
Yes, sir.
All right. Number three, CAC voted to register in agreement with mathematical precepts of the year of expenditure program costs. However, the committee does not agree with all of the projects, and therefore cannot recommend approving or accepting it. Are we receiving that for information purposes only?
Yes.
Okay. Number four, CAC voted to pass along with no recommendation the conformity determination report due to the fact that the committee members do not possess technical expertise to evaluate the data, although we do question some of the assumptions. We're receiving that for information purposes only?
Yes.
All right. Number five, CAC makes the motion that Matt's staff investigate and arrange opportunities designed to educate the public and public officials about good transportation and urban planning issues and concepts. Such forums may include, not limited to, FHWA personnel. That is a motion from the CAC. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second so we can have discussion.
For purpose, motion second for purpose of discussion. So we've got a motion and a second that the MAT staff investigate and arrange opportunities designed to educate the public and public officials about good transportation, urban planning issues, and concepts. Such forms may include, but will not be limited to, FHWA personnel. Further discussion?
We were told, actually, by staff at that December meeting that they would look into this. Did Bernie want to report on that?
And they'll be glad they mean that the highway will come down. We just need to arrange a meeting time to discuss with y'all. I also understood y'all wanted to know what y'all thought were as the CAC and what have you, and that would be the first topic.
Great. Do you have a time limit?
No, we just need to get with y'all and find out what would be a good time so I can call them back.
Well, we'd like to also probably include all the committees as well. I think that would be important, not just the CAC. But
this is something that we can do, and I think this is a certain extent when you have a meeting and it involves an issue and you discuss it and you have DOT representatives, you are being educated.
Right.
But is that meant to do that, or is this asking more than that?
It's asking for, I think it was asking, said a range of opportunities, and so it's, I think that.
I wouldn't have a problem as long as we understand that, you know, it's coming out of the commission's budget and we only have limited funds. Now, we do have some funds we can use, but they're not that many.
Well, I would
suggest, you know, cost money.
I would suggest that we amend the motion to the extent that we have funds currently available for that we do it.
Fine, that'd be okay.
Then that would be the CAC makes the motion that, or the motion is that the staff investigate and arrange opportunities subject to existing funding.
Yes. Well, now existing funding would be something that's already on the budget, and if it's not already budgeted,
yeah, they said they have funding available.
Funding available.
Subject to funding availability.
And they're saying that they have.
Who's taking the minutes? Subject to funding availability?
Yes.
Okay. And how many opportunities are we talking about? Or is that just
to the extent that the funding can afford it?
Right. I think we're fine with that. The idea is, again, to get good information out there.
Sure. Okay.
One last point. Could someone please define good? Good transportation and urban planning?
Perhaps modern ideas that are maybe not being used locally.
Maybe the term should be maybe new or...
Well, they don't have to be new. They could be old as long as they are working for the public.
Well, that would be to the eyes of the beholder, and we're the eye of the beholder if they've given us that charge. So, I mean, I think what we'd do is look at new techniques, things that are coming on the forefront.
What you do already?
Yes, we do, but we would try to get an expert to come in to help us.
And it's also important that it says that it may include, but will not be limited to, federal highway. So, not that there's, I don't know who, you know, I think it's just something that needs to be fleshed out. That was the idea, that we could come up with some sort of program.
Is there further discussion? There is a motion and a second then that the MAT staff investigate and arrange opportunities subject to the funding availability designed to educate the public and public officials about good transportation, urban planning issues and concepts in such form to include, not limited to, federal highway administrative personnel. Is there further discussion? I assume you're ready to vote then. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Go ahead, Ms. Webb. Your number six, CAC makes a motion that it be made a policy of all three MATS committees that all committees receive the agenda and all information documents which are to be reviewed, voted at the next meeting, at least 2 full weeks prior to the respective meetings. Therefore, whichever committee meets first in the three-meeting cycle cannot be held unless this requirement is met, and the 2 subsequent meetings must be scheduled accordingly. That's a motion coming from. Is there a second to that? Is there a second?
If we could have a second, we could at least discuss it.
Is there a second?
I'll say it's only now.
Thank you, John.
Motion and second. The purpose of discussion.
Well, I think we discussed that a while ago. Yeah, we did. The commission will do their very best to do that, but of course, you will get some information of the last minute you can't provide. If that's the case, then you not will have the meeting unless you have all that information.
Right. I got no reservation.
You have to delete that last minute. And I don't know how to address the technical meeting.
No, it only affects the CAC because they're the first in the series of meetings. We meet a month before this meeting.
Hold on. Let's try to have all. Ms. Richmond, do I understand yours to be a motion that we substitute the word goal for policy, that make it a goal, not a policy, and to delete the last sentence about therefore whenever you don't do it, you can't have this other meeting.
Right.
And delete that. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Further discussion on the amendment to this item.
As I said, we're fine with what they've been trying to do, and we understand that their hands are tied. The idea of this is not to our local folks, it's to get the information to them so that they can do their jobs and get it to us in plenty of time.
Okay. Is there further discussion, Ms. Chan? No. Okay. Then the motion then is to modify the amendment is to modify the motion of the Citizen Advisory Committee to state that it would be a goal of all three MATS committees that committees will receive an agenda and information at least 2 weeks prior to the respective meetings, and delete that last sentence. Further discussion? All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment passes. Are there further amendments to that item necessary? Hearing none, I assume you're ready to vote on the item itself, which would be the Citizen Advisory Committee motion that it be a goal of the MATS committee. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Then that is adopted as amended. Number 7. Citizen Advisory Committee makes the motion that GDOT be instructed to halt all work, including right-of-way plans and acquisitions. That's a motion coming from the Citizen Advisory Committee. Is there a second to that motion?
Second for discussion.
Roll off. Thank you very much. We've got a motion and second for a first discussion.
Can I be first on discussion?
Yes,
a second.
You certainly may.
I don't think we should pass this one. I can't say any more straightforward than that. I think the staff should make an effort to get plans and ask DOT to make them available to them as soon as possible, but I don't think it's good business for the community for us to adopt this motion.
Okay.
Why is that?
Because we've got a lot of projects going on.
Look, hold on. Just have a second. Let's don't have free-for-all. I mean, you know, if you want to raise questions, I mean, let's have some meeting here.
Okay.
And not just a free-for-all. Is there further discussion? Ms. Rojas, you finished with your comments? Basically, you seconded the motion, but now in discussion, you're saying you hope we don't pass it.
I don't think we're going to pass it.
Okay.
I think mistakes happen in projects. We should try to set procedures in place to really want to eliminate them, to reduce those type of errors, the potential for them. But I don't think we've got too much business going on that's for the good of the community to just bring this reason home.
Okay. Further discussion.
Well, the problem is the reason this amendment motion is here is because there were a number of items which were being projects which were being done, and the local folks did not know what was going on, and that is not acceptable to a local committee as ours. That this committee, Matt, is in charge of these projects. Overall, I mean, GDOT or Federal Highway may be doing them, or what some other entity may be doing them, but it does seem to us that the local MPO needs to know what's going on, and therefore these plans should be submitted to them without their having to ask for them if things are substantively changed. I don't see the illogic in that. If something is coming from GDOT or Federal Highway and it's changing something that is going to affect our local community big time, or even in a small way, the local MPO should know about it. That's what this is aimed at.
Well, what I'm saying is
we're not going to have free for all now. I mean, you know, you could lose control of it. Is there further discussion? Mr. Rojas, yes, sir.
It's fine to say that that's what we'd like to have. This motion stops all right-of-way acquisition, et cetera, et cetera. I do not think that action should occur.
Okay. Is there further discussion?
It does only ask that they be halted on things that the plans are not provided.
Well,
not on everything.
Further discussion. Ms. Rich?
I have to agree with Tony on this. I think this is too strong. I think it should be a goal to stay involved, to see plans on an as-needed basis, but to to say you're going to pause all the work, period, that's just, I think it's not good for the community.
Okay. Further discussion?
On behalf of the department, I would encourage this motion not to be voted on or voted down. And I think earlier in this meeting, there was an attempt to come to a potential resolution, and I would suggest that approach be pursued.
Okay. But there is a motion and second, so we're going to vote on it. So your idea would just be to vote it down.
I call the question.
Is there objection to having the question? Hearing none, I assume you're ready to vote. Be careful now. All those in favor of the motion that has been presented to us by the Citizen Advisory Committee, if you want to see the GDOT be instructed to halt all work, you would vote in the affirmative. If you do not think that's a good idea, you would vote in the negative. Any question about that? All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
No.
Okay. The noes have the motion. Failures. Number eight, Citizen Advisory Commission makes the motion that all rest in peace.
Road improvement program.
Oh, good. I was thinking we got another way of saying dead projects.
You got it.
I think
that's
a
good
one. I'm sorry, y'all are dealing with somebody that's learning here. All right, the Citizen Advisory Commission makes the motion that all road improvement program projects be transferred into the MATS process. Is there a second to that motion? Is there a second to that motion?
Point of order.
Point of order.
As a standing committee, does the committee motion need a second?
I don't know if it's my first meeting. Usually not. If it's a standing committee, usually not. If it's coming from a standing committee, it's usually considered to be, but I don't know whether the Citizen Advisory Committee is a standing committee or what its role is.
You can actually make a motion as that committee. I'm not sure that they can make a motion as that committee. They're advised the committee. And that's like the interpretation of the rules.
Yeah, I need a parliament. Who's my parliamentarian? Hold on. Who's my parliamentarian? Have I got a parliamentarian? I don't have a parliamentarian.
No, sir, I can be one.
In lack of an established parliamentarian, we'll call on Vernon Rogwell and interpret.
They are a standing committee, and TCC is a standing committee.
Okay.
So whatever rules apply to a standing committee would apply to them.
Then it's my understanding that a standing committee, a motion from a standing committee, comes as a second, as a motion and a second, and so wouldn't need a second from this group. Is that the policy? Is that your understanding?
Yes.
Anybody have an objection to that? Anybody not understand that, or anybody disagree with that?
I don't have a problem with it being accepted that way. That I think we ought to.
Well, I think
if not, committees could be appointed to any commission or anything else. You can come out and say, hey, we were appointed as an advisory committee, therefore we want to make them come. And
we're going to take that up as a separate idea. For purposes of what we're doing right now, we do have a motion and a second coming from the Citizen Advisory Committee, second by Mr. Rojas. So the Citizen Advisory Committee makes the motion that all road improvement the program projects be transferred into the MATS process. Discussion. Is there discussion on that? I need some clarification. What would be involved in that? What happens? Mr. Rich?
That's pretty broad because we've got everything from resurfacing projects to intersections. I mean, just a number of things that probably don't even get into the MATS process. Is that true, Vernon?
Yes, but the main question is, can that legally be done? I mean, the road program was set up under Georgia law, under sales tax program. I mean, there's a process set up for that. The county called it. I mean, to me, that would be a legal question, and I'm not a member of this committee, but I would recommend to y'all that y'all might take action on this to find out the question.
Well, we're going to have to take action. You got a motion and a second, so we're going to have to take action. You either have to vote it up or down. Somebody wants to table it.
Well, I don't know that you have the authority to require that.
You don't.
The mass
process.
I
thought we ought to go ahead. Since we've said all these things, the motion, go ahead and vote on it.
Right.
Is there further discussion? I didn't realize I was going to have this much fun.
I
don't
know.
Public Works sticks in the patch on the road?
Yes. Everything.
Mr. Mayor.
Further discussion, Mr.
Yeah, I'd like to call on Susan Hanbury to explain the idea behind
it. I need clarification there, too.
She's a member of the CAC.
And I can just explain what our intent was with this. Our intent with this was to put the projects that are already in MATS, just have the oversight be in MATS. Right now, there are two bodies that are overseeing projects. There's the Road Improvement Program oversight, and then there's oversight from MATS. And it's very confusing to have two bodies looking at the same project. If we just streamline it and put everything where it already is, if it's getting state or federal funding, it's already in the MATS project. But this would just remove some confusion about who's in charge. That was our intent.
Okay. Thank you. For future reference now, I'm going to find out who's a member of this, because once we convene into a meeting, I believe members only are the ones that are to be allowed to make motions to speak and to address the members, other than at the beginning of the meeting, when you have time for citizen input and that kind of thing, using city council as a model for that. So I'm going to try to get a kind of an understanding of who the members are and who's entitled to speak. Obviously, the Citizens Advisory Committee that has one member on this body, if I understand it, and they can choose a spokesperson that ought to be the one that we recognize. And I appreciate, Ms. Hanbury, your comments today, and they are helpful, and I appreciate that. But in the future, I'm going to have to try to figure out who's going to be allowed to talk at these meetings, okay? So I'll be looking at that as well. Is there further discussion on this motion that was made by the Citizen Advisory Committee and seconded by Mr. Rojas, that all road improvement program projects be transferred to the MAP process? Is there further discussion? Hearing none, I assume you're ready to vote. Those in favor of the motion would signify by saying aye. Those opposed to this would vote no. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
In favor of the motion, aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
The noes have it. The motion fails. Number nine, CAC makes the motion that a needs assessment be conducted on all current and long-range transportation-related projects for our area, which will include the termination of a need for additional projects. Is there a second to that motion? Rojas, you're on a roll there, son. Second by
it just gets the business done.
Second by Mr. Rojas. Is there discussion then that the CAC makes the motion, needs assessment be conducted?
This idea came, Ms. Chairman, from our discussion actually with staff back in December in earlier meetings about what are the most important projects that are facing us and whether or not they have been updated in any way lately. That's what this is aimed at.
Further discussion?
Pretty self-explanatory.
Yes, sir.
Would the long-range plan update this request?
Right. Yes, it would. May I speak, Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir. You're right.
There are two things that are happening now. We're looking at a priority system that Georgia DOT is working with every NPO, which would be, instead of a needs assessment, in that vernacular, be a priority system, which is basically the same thing. And we are so in the planning process, we're doing a needs assessment now. Particularly for those of y'all who know the northern part of the county out around Bass Road, There's been a number of traffic engineering studies that the commission required of developers, and we're looking at all of that now. There are a lot of things that are in there that are not in the TIP that we're going to have. I think that's our job. That's what we do. We look at what we're, you know, if we don't do the project, that's what this committee's for, and we don't need this project anymore. And this whole process will determine it. But if we need to move it up, like the Thomaston Lamar Road intersection improvements, then, you know, that's what we do. We look at the needs assessment. I would say, you know, that's our job, and if we need a motion to make us do our job, then I guess we do. But I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, that's just what we do. But I wouldn't say just needs assessment. It would be a prioritization system as well. Because you could interpret those two ways.
Okay. Further discussion? Hearing none, I assume you're ready to vote. The motion from the Citizens Advisory Commission is that a needs assessment be conducted on all current and long-range transportation-related projects for our area. Those in favor of the motion would vote aye, and those opposed would vote no. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Noes have it. The motion fails. Number 10, Citizens Advisory Commission makes the motion that the Policy Committee hire an expert urban plan acceptable to the Forest Hill Road residents to assist that resident in the proposed mediation. We motion from the Citizens Advisory Committee. Is there a second?
We withdraw that motion.
Withdrawn. Very good. Number 11. We'll note it as being withdrawn before you got your second.
All right.
Number 11, Citizens Advisory Commission makes a motion that the Policy Committee ask Georgia DOT to hold a, quote, open discussion, unquote, public forum with a question and answer format regarding Forest Hill Road projects, which include current maps showing project design, landscaping, right-of-way plans prior to the proposed mediation. Is that withdrawn, or you? No, that's not withdrawn. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Mr. Rojas, second the motion. Now, very good. Is there a discussion? Yes, sir.
Get clarification on specifically what Q&A format would mean.
Question answer. One that is open, where people can actually ask questions in public and be answered publicly, as opposed to. The idea was not to have the one-on-one, but to have more of a forum, like a town hall forum, where everybody could hear the answers to the questions that were presented. Now, a lot of this was obviously done before it went to mediation. We'll leave it on here, I think, for discussion, and that's why we didn't withdraw it.
Are we even allowed to make any type of decisions concerning Forest Hill Road until the mediation process is over?
I don't know. I don't even know what the status is of the mediation. Is it ongoing?
As far as I know.
Is it ongoing? Bob, we know? Okay.
There are actually people in the room who are on that committee, but they're not allowed to
speak.
To speak.
Right?
I'm not on that committee.
Okay.
I would ask that we consider voting no, if only to allow the mediation process to be completed before we take any further action.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Okay. Those in favor of the motion would vote aye. Those opposed to the motion would vote no. All those in favor of the motion as presented by the Citizens Advisory Commission signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The noes have it. The noes have it, and I'm
in favor. I would please voting on that.
Okay, one abstention is noted, and the item still fails. That ends your report?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Back onto the main agenda then, item number 4, we've got the MAPS bylaws and a review of the bylaws.
Yes, sir, that's
Mr. Chairman? You going to talk to us about the MAPS bylaws?
I'm not sure.
Vernon, you'd
like to say
something. Okay. Basically, as I understood it, that you wanted us to take a look at what other communities are doing throughout the state.
And y'all were supposed to report back.
Report back, that's what you want us to do. But that has to be given to us as what y'all want us to do at this meeting, because it wasn't on the agenda last time.
It wasn't on the agenda?
No, sir.
I thought y'all was going to that.
No, sir. Uh-huh. No, but we've already done it two or three times. It won't take us long to update what we've got.
Okay.
So if y'all so instruct us to do, we'll refresh our information and bring it back to y'all.
So we do a motion and
right.
Do a
motion.
Yeah.
Correct.
I'll make that motion.
I'm sorry, I missed the motion. What was the motion?
The motion is to have them review the bylaws and bylaws of similar
in
the this type
NPOs
study and bring that back to
you got a motion, and second that staff review the MATS bylaws, compare them with other organizations of our size and scope.
Yes.
And bring back recommendations for revision.
We can do that.
Got a motion and second that we get the staff to review the bylaws. Discussion on the motion, Ms. Webb.
Vernon, when was that last done, would you say?
We've done it two or three times over the last 4 years. I would be hesitant to use information we've got now without going back and double checking and make sure that, you know, Augusta, for example, had to change something further that we didn't pick up. But that would not be hard for us to do.
Now, the one that I have are dated 98, but I assume that there must be amendments to this.
To those?
Right.
Oh, those have not been dated. They said 98, but they probably hadn't been updated since 76. they've been here around for a long time. It's been just a few little minor revisions that.
Yes, Tom. In 2006, we went to this exercise, and it never was brought to a fruition that we could
vote on.
Right. But
it's been 3 years. We applied the recommendations made because it went through this process and never was brought
to a conclusion.
Correct.
Proposed changes never voted on. Okay. Further discussion? Hearing none, I assume you're ready to vote. All those in favor of the motion by Chairman Bishop, second by, I believe it was Rojas, one. Motion by Rojas, second by. Motion by Rojas, second by Bishop, that staff be instructed to review the bylaws and bring back suggested revisions. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number five, project status report presented by the Georgia DOT.
The gentleman who normally does that is not in attendance today, but if there are any questions, I will be happy to entertain them to the best of my ability.
What ought we be looking at to see whether or not we've got questions?
That's just basically it, the easy project that you read.
Okay. So you're putting yourself wide open there, huh, for anything and everything. Does anybody think of?
I'm hoping the chairman will protect me.
I'll do my best, but you're opening yourself up. All right, are there any questions of about the project status report on any projects of interest to you? Mr. Rojas.
First is Jacqueline Rogers, Jerry White. Mm-hmm. Is that project complete? Is it intercepted? Because I don't believe it has been, and the traffic lights aren't synchronized. And that's the thing that drives me crazy about these projects. When they end up not being accepted, drag on for what it cracks for years after for the main part of the construction is complete. And in the interim,
right,
we don't have to use the flow of traffic because the lights aren't synchronized. It's just ridiculous.
I will find out and give you a call.
Mercer University or we have an expected contact for completion of that project.
I can't say so, that, but I will.
It actually looks like that makes a problem here. I know that's probably there.
Uh,
I can update you a little bit on why that project slowed down. And of course, y'all are aware that what happened is the contract died.
And then
had the other one unincluded money. So that slowed it down. But we did go up and see back when Commissioner Lindenthal was still there. He started back to work. He hadn't started back to work. And they'll tell him where to go now. Since that time, since he got involved and pushed the project, prioritized that project, I think he's seen a tremendous amount of work compared to what it was. I think they did listen to him and try to get something prioritized. But that was something completely out under their control. It was just the fact that the person died, the owner of the company, and had a lot of problems with it. Being on the bid and everything else, I think the price of asphalt going up.
Mr. Rojas, was that both of you? You said he did. Okay. Anybody else have a specific question? Mr. Ryle has pointed out to me that everybody should have in their packet a project list and status report. And can somebody just take me across the PI number? I'm assuming would be the project number. No, that's next project. No, what's PI number?
It's project identification number.
Project identification number, and then project number, then a description, and then right away fiscal year. Is that
right?
Standard acquisition of right away.
Yeah, that's the
okay. And then CST fiscal
construction
fiscal year. LG. PA, is that the ladies' golf? what is that?
That would be the local government participation agreement.
Local government participation agreement? Right.
Make sure I'm looking at your right.
And then on the comments. So people can certainly take this and peruse it at their leisure. Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask you, where is Thomas Rowe on this? Is he on this list?
Is this the one you asked about earlier, Lamar Road and Thomas Rowe?
Yeah,
that intersection?
Part of the PIP.
I confess that I'm dependent on PI numbers, so if I can defend this check, let me see if I can find the PI number in the check for Thomas and Rowe.
I noticed that, you know, they're going to do the intersection on somebody on 74, but I would think that this one, at least the one I'm up on 74, is a lot clearer along this.
I don't think it's in the CIP. It's a project that Georgia Dot has just brought up recently and has not been put in the state CIP nor in the local CIP.
Okay.
And I think that's one of the problems.
Right.
Okay.
So actually, I'm saying that is a really dangerous thing. I mean, when you have a wreck a week, that's why it wrecks.
Right.
And I think that there's people in the room that die by that suit. And it's simply doesn't have anything to do with design. It's got to do with people driving through. It's basically what happens.
For my own edification, I'll bring it up under new business when I get down there about, you know, maybe a session where we can actually review these in detail and have a little diagram of what it is and what we're doing. Go down this list and for those that are interested in attending, because I would be interested in attending.
Let me tell you one thing about that, Mr. Mayor. If you want to, I'll get the people that's in charge of the improvement program.
Yes, sir.
Put you in the van and take you and show you and describe each project in detail. How about that?
That would be great. And if anybody wants to accompany me on that, you know, we'll try to set it up and we'll try to let everybody know. So if you want to take a van ride with us, I would like to do that so I could be more familiar with these.
You and y'all can have that, right?
Who did you point at? Say,
Ken.
He can make things happen. Okay, so we'll get with Ken and see if we can't find the time, and then we'll publicize the time so that if anybody else wants to go with us, they can. Okay.
And what they'll do is update you on the parties and where it sits.
That would be good. Okay. Any other questions about item five, project status report, Mr. Webb?
Do you know anything about where we are with 1675?
I think we're still where we were last time with the environmental approval process and the FHWA looking at the IMR.
How are they on rights of way? Yeah.
It says that I got an update from the Urban Design Office. They're incorporating final document comments. They received comments back from FHWA, and they're in the process of addressing the comments from FHWA. And Federal Highway is waiting on GDOT to submit the final document, and the next step after that, there's not a time frame for that, but it would be probably sometime this summer, is to request their preliminary field plan reviews, and then after that, the final document would be approved, and then right away plan submitted.
So the environmental's been done?
No, not to my knowledge.
No, just the draft environmental.
There's a lot of steps that will need to occur prior to any potential right of way acquisition.
I had gotten an email from somebody, I don't know who it was, but it said the environmental had to be done by June 1st.
I can check on that. I didn't get an actual date on it there.
Further comment?
Yeah. This isn't about a specific thing, but it's just maybe a process that could be discussed under this, or perhaps the new business, or maybe with the bylaws. It might be helpful if the members of this committee and the other committees could actually submit ahead of the meetings questions about specific projects so that whoever comes from GDOT would have all the information about whatever that project is. And that way we wouldn't be blindsiding you on things you didn't know we're going to ask you about.
That's a good thought. Further discussion or questions about project status reports? Here now, we'll move on to item number six. Looks like the Citizen Advisory Committee back up again for comment presented by the CAC.
It's the CAC meeting, you didn't know that. I think that we actually are on the agenda so that we can make comments. We've made the comments that we needed to make.
But okay.
There have been in the past. The reason that's there is that we weren't on the agenda and we weren't allowed to necessarily.
Okay.
Address new items.
Okay. But since we've kind of gone through your memorandum and had that discussion.
We wanted to stay.
No further comment.
Right.
Okay. Yes. Good. Then we're on to number seven, new business. We've got project cost increases. Who's going to handle that for us? Mr. Ryan, you got a presentation on project cost increases under new business?
Well, that was the Sergeant Church Road in the Weaver Building. We'll be talking about the next meeting.
Okay.
And the CMAQ projects are the ones that we've received preliminary approval on from Georgia DOT, having to do with retrofits of the city and county vehicles and the status evaluation of all those. And we'll be talking to you all about those at the next meeting, too. What's his last name?
Bradley,
who's with Georgia DOT, who is heading up that program, is getting back with me this week so that we'll know the total projects that we received. I got an evaluation list and ours was on there, so we'll get a final status probably this week and we'll be able to talk to y'all about it in the next course meeting. But we have a list of the projects in here, which is the one that looks similar to And we worked through that process. Seven is the project we've already talked to you about. We need to advertise, and we may have to advertise some of these projects too. It looked like the signalization project was a medium rating, which didn't get a high rating, which means they probably won't fund it, but that was a joint city-county project. There wasn't enough truck counts were not high enough on the route proposed for signalization on that route, so they said it was a medium.
Okay. New business, since we have approved item four, the MATS bylaws reviewed by the staff, I would specifically like my concerns addressed in that review about whether a motion from the Citizen Advisory Committee requires a second, or whether it comes to us as a motion and a second. If we look for that, and if it's not in the bylaws, let's clarify it so that we know going forward. Let's try to clarify that.
Yes, please,
as we go through. Any other new business that needs to come before
I think it would.
Any other new business? Here and there, we'll move on to item 8. Old business, Chairman Bishop.
And may have to clarify, from what I understand, that's been a project that's on the go by the DOT for a long time. So what's the significance of not having it in our local TIP?
Well, it all depends on whether that project is going to utilize federal funds. If it's a project that's going to utilize state funds, then it doesn't require, it's not required.
So it has to be in the TIP.
Right. So, I'm,
so what, how do we get it prioritized from the county standpoint? We've done everything we can that
Those were your most effective approaches, but
it wouldn't hurt at all to have a letter from this group.
It would not.
That was my point. As chairman of this, and it doesn't have that much significance, like you said, but at least it lets them know that we are concerned about a safety issue in the county. And that's why I suggest that we authorize the chairperson of the mass committee for him to write a letter to the DOT to. I guess that's what you call it.
The chief engineer, Mr. Gerald Walsh, that would be an appropriate
thing. And ask that they consider moving ahead with that project as soon as possible.
Is it a project or is it a concern that needs to become a project? It is a project.
What would need to occur is, as that correspondence is drafted, we would actually need to confirm what that PI number is and what the description is. I would also suggest that if the cost estimate is stale or old, it needs to be revisited before you request the department to accelerate that, so the department will know what funding constraints it will be dealing with.
May I ask one question?
You may.
Do you think it might be on the lump sum category on the NSF?
If it is, that's good news. Mm-hmm. Because those are much faster to implement.
It could be in the TIP.
It's a tricky intersection, too, because you got Lower Thompson Road coming out with a triangle in the middle, and then you've got double stop signs on each side on Lamar Road. You got one on Johnson Road there. Two-way stop, and so you have people coming off Thompson Road at 55 miles an hour going on to the Lower Thompson the stop sign there. So it's just, a person comes down through there with a blink light on like you're going to Thompson Road because they forgot about that. The person at the stop sign says, hey, he's making a left turn, he pulls out, you got to leave on. So they've been looking at that intersection like they have. And I don't know how far off the one is at 74-341, you familiar with that?
No.
From what I understand, that one's pretty much been on track for a while.
Yes, sir.
But I do know that Larry Walker's written a letter. I know that other people have written letters about it. That's the one that I was thinking might be in the local TIP for tonight.
Okay. Is there objection to Ms. Ryle writing a letter for my signature about this intersection and inquiring as to the status and requesting that it be elevated? Is that stated correctly?
And the sheriff will give you
okay. Is there objection to that? Without objection, then, that's adopted. Any other old business, Wes?
Just to the point of clarity, is that project, it's in the TIP, is it?
No.
Is it in the Roads Improvement?
Yeah, it's probably just a project that the state's got on state highway, would you think?
We need to verify if and back the project is bid, identify the TI number and what funding funding source is going to use.
You know better than I do, right?
Yes, Randy, I don't know what TI number is. I think Barnum White is on a lump sum.
That's good news.
The district office has the designs. They were going to put it out to consult it, and then they pulled it back so they could do it faster. And
I think we may be anticipating good news. And
we'll write the letter and make further inquiry and hopefully have some sort of status report. And if y'all will put that on the agenda for next meeting, then we'll report back to you. Any other old business?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Ken, who would Vernon talk to in the district to verify that BI number?
Thomas Hall.
I'm sorry?
Thomas Hall.
Tom Collins. Okay.
Old business.
I do have one comment. Exactly what we're talking about here is what number 8 and number 9 were directed at. That's what it was about, transparency and local accountability and information processing. That's why we proposed 8 and 9, which were voted down.
But
that's the whole point of it.
I think what he's saying is this is a different project pipe, and it's not in the local PIP. It's a state pipe. And then there are their state projects. Old business?
Just commentary.
you recognize the commentary on the old business? Go ahead.
I'm just going to say that when it's a DOT project and it's cleanly a DOT project, any questions about the transparency or the process related to those should be directed to DOT, not to the MATS Policy Committee.
Okay. Under old business, I'm not sure if this is appropriate to me as chairman, but I'm very interested now. In the what I refer to as the South Downtown Connector, that was to extend Mercer University Drive and bring it somehow into South Downtown Macon. I don't know if it's on this list of projects. I don't know where it is, but I would like to try to revisit that and. It all kind of plugs into several different things. The Macon Housing Authority is applying to a Hope 6 grant. They hope to redo Temple Heights. If they get the Hope 6 grant, then I just think that's something that we need to look at. But again,
on Houston Avenue, is it? On Houston Avenue.
Well, I just need to find out where it is, and even if it has no money, I'd like to find out where it is, and it could be listed as having no money. But. Yeah, that would be fine. And then we'll try to come back to it. Just make a note. I just raised a question. I'm interested in pursuing it and trying to resurrect it some kind of way. Any other old business? If there's no other old business, then we've completed our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So
moved. Without objection?
We are adjourned.
Thank you for letting my first meeting be such a pleasurable one.
I'd like to get you on some spaghetti down there. Tell the sheriff he's not on spaghetti.
No, I ain't coming to that meeting.
Just take a few minutes today. Don Cameron. James is taking a minute. Don.
Don.
Okay.
I just read it.